Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bears of a Certain Age. If it's a Monday, it's your two favorite podcast, Bears, Scott and Johnny. How we doing, buddy?
Exactly, doing really good. We're still a little cold, but you know.
A little tired. Late night last night. Oscars ran late as usual, right?
They start early and end late. That's like, because you have to get the red carpet, so you start early. And then, yeah.
A lot of people record them, so we're not going to go into any spoilers this week. Last week, we talked about the fashion of what we were hoping to see, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. But let's talk about what we were hoping to see last night, and then our listeners can compare to what actually happened here. Discriminate, I think I call the chop to circumnavigate, steal my heart to let it percolate all night, all right. Bears got the best of me, said bears on my fantasy, said bears into what I like, we do it all night, all right. Bears.
Yeah, and you never know, honestly, and like, so... Everybody decide who you want to see, but there were some things that I am mad that weren't at the Oscars.
Right.
You know, there were some movies I wish would have been there. But queer movies are typically overlooked. You know what I mean?
But we had a lot of representations here. We got to say that. I mean, we had our first time. We had two openly gay actors playing openly gay characters. So first time for that. So that's always kind of good with Nyad and with Rustin. But yeah.
Yeah. Did you? So back in the day, did you ever watch the comedy show, My Big Gay Sketch Show?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the minute I was watching Rustin, I was like, wait a minute. I recognize the nostrils, especially. And all I kept thinking was, I just keep thinking Maya Angelou. And I forgot he played Maya Angelou on the Big Gay Sketch Show reading Craigslist Naughty Naughty ads, and it was my favorite thing ever. And then to see his face, I mean, obviously he's done things since then, but that's what I, and he was an amazing actor. Rustin's a great movie. He deserved, you know, deserved all the recognition.
Well, it's like you said, I've seen him in some smaller things before, but until Rustin Color Purple, I had kind of, honestly, he wasn't on my radar anymore in different projects for a bit. And then he does these two powerful performances and two powerful movies.
Right.
So I got to tell you, I didn't tell you yet. But I had to switch it up for our big gay road trip we're going to be doing in July. I was hoping to a partner. We're going to partner with two charities and make some money for some charities. One, the Palm Springs LGBTQ Center, of course, for being down there. And I was trying to do my local Youngstown Prize Center, but we just the logistics didn't work out. They have a lot of other things going on. So I am partnering with the Akron, the Bayard Rustin LGBTQIA Center in Akron, Ohio. So it kind of ties into that.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. They are it's primarily serving the black community, but open to everyone. They have drop-ins 5 days a week. They're open for anyone to come in, trans, gay, and everything. So I'm so excited to raise some money for them. So we'll talk about that more in the coming months. But yeah, so it kind of tied into Rustin here. So I loved it.
We should see if Coleman is available. Maybe he's in Palm Springs. We don't know.
Exactly.
And then we can just come on over.
Come on over. I love it.
Right? For his namesake. It'll be perfect. That was a really good movie, though. I enjoyed it. But, okay, so people are going to hear me talk about this twice, because I talked about it on my recent film show. Tell me what you thought. You saw the movie way before I was able to see it. I felt like it was well done. Obviously, Dustin Lance Black, he was one of the writers. I love him. Got the Oscar, of course, for Milk way back in the day. It felt like something was missing. Like, it was so good, and yet I feel like they could have gone a little more, because you know other stuff was happening. But it was well performed, but it just, when it was over, I'm like, I feel like that's not over.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was to just get people to recognize the character for people that want, because I did not know, I mean, I say character, it's a real life person, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, I was not familiar with who Bayard was before I saw the movie all the way through. So I think it was a lot of exposition. I think you're right. It kind of missed some things in the story elements.
Right.
It wasn't like a documentary. It was a movie, right? So I think you're right. I think it was probably missing a couple of story elements that I would have liked to see
as well.
It just
felt a little like,
but yeah,
everybody was amazing. The writing, of course, was really good. I just felt like, oh, there's like, can we delve a little more? Because he was such a proud, unapologetic gay man at a time when that wasn't popular. He was also, they were doing the March on Washington, so African-Americans were still fighting to be seen and respected. So I was like, oh my God, there's so much here. So, but you know what? But like you said, I think it's been a whisper. I've heard of him, but I didn't know anything. So maybe this is how we start. We start whispering about it and we see this. His performance was amazing. And then that maybe then we can grow it. But yeah, because we want more Dustin Lance Black. We want more.
Exactly. And you talked about your pig party the other day. I'm sure everyone saw it. It was an amazing job you did out in Seattle there. How much fun was that and how much hard work was that?
Both. It was wonderful. I'd never worked with this crew on an actual set.
Right.
They hadn't worked on an actual set. You know me, I have vision, big vision. And then I have to, then all of a sudden I have to put it together. So I do have to say we had the best crew I could have ever asked for. Everybody was down to get the work done. So it wasn't stress. We got there, the venue, I got it off of Pure Space. For anybody who's out there, if you need ever to do, I mean, you can do recording studios, dance stuff, all of these things. Pure Space is amazing. And the guy I rented this space from was amazing. So thank you, Mark, is his name. Beautiful. And but you can only rent it for whatever time period. So I had only given us 3 hours. So I told everybody, we get in, you have a half hour to start filming. And then we only have an hour and a half. And then we have to break out for half. You know, it's when you do a production schedule, it's very quick. And I warned everybody it was what we call a turn and burn in the business, which is sometimes the budget does not allow, especially if you're going on location, doesn't allow you to like relax and party or hang out. And I love Seattle. I was like, we left at 5 a.m. and we got back to our cars at 10 p.m. So it was a 17-hour day.
Wow.
And we were all wrecked. And poor Kurt, he drove us all the way over and then halfway back. And then we needed to switch drivers or else Kurt was going to die. And so were we. But I have to say, I have never felt, it's been a long time since I have felt so much in that creative stream.
Oh, no.
I'm excited about what we did. I'm excited about what we talked about. I am. And everybody keeps telling me this.
What was your favorite segment? I mean, it was an amazing piece of work, but what was your favorite segment while you were doing it?
When Nathan Box, who's our film critic, when he made a cocktail and we're behind the bar and it's based on one of the movies we're actually going to talk about. So that was fun because it was different. It was fun. And we got to drink while we filmed. So, but what people don't understand is to do that, you have to buy a liquor license to go with that. I mean, it's a whole thing, but so much fun. But my favorite thing was feeling like I was a princess because I had two stylists and they were surrounding me. They were doing my hair. They were pinning things. And there's a moment where Nathan stops before we start filming and he goes, I just need to say that everything that's going on here, I've never met this man. And it's very different. And I'm like, and that's the goal.
That's
so
hilarious.
It was worth it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think people are going to enjoy it. Talking movies is mine and Nathan's favorite thing.
Right.
And so, and just in time, you know, we did it just in time. And so I like that. Plus, I love breaking down movies. We talked about some that weren't even at the Oscars. But things that we thought were good. So it was good. I'm excited to share it with you. I'm excited to share it with the world. And then just keep up in that game. So,
This has been an exciting season for me. This is my first time as part of the Entertainment Critics Association that I'm in, the Gay and Lesbian Entertainment Critics. So we finally announced our big award winners on Monday of this week. Yeah. So that was exciting. And our what I think we're most the proudest of is we finally gave strangers their due, right?
It's like, thank you. It's been thank you. Yeah,
I think it's been so long coming that, and it got looked over by so many different awards and everything that.
I'm glad you guys finally did it because it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you haven't had a chance to see the movie All of Us Strangers, Adam Scott, Paul Mescal, Claire Foy, Jamie Bell. It is not only is it really well done, but it talks about an experience for gay men that we, from an angle we don't normally talk about.
Right.
And it's beautiful. And so I was in shock that it didn't get, I mean, that's what Nathan made a drink based on that movie.
Oh, nice.
And it's great. We're going to release the recipe because it's actually pretty delicious. But I'm so glad you guys looked at it and were like, what the, we need to give you something.
I was proud of a couple of events. We put that as both best overall movie and best LGBTQ movie. So, and then we also did for the screenplay. So I was excited about that. I was also excited that we're only 500 strong, right? We're kind of like the Hollywood Foreign Press. We're not
a
jillion of us. It's only 500 of us. And so the other thing I was proud of is I gave Greta Gerwig the best director because she's been so overlooked with Oscars. So
you guys are my heroes.
We gave her best director. So well deserved.
That's amazing.
So yeah. So those are. I mean, we have a whole list. If you ever go, it's a Galeca, GALECA, the Dorian Awards. Go and look, check it out. But I was very proud. I was probably at 50 or 60% in the winners circle, which I'm very happy with. As far as I'm concerned, all the films we nominated were amazing. So it was kind of
I think it's so great. I trust smaller groups than I do, like, how many are at the Academy, you know, who are voting there. So I think you guys have the sweet spot. And listen, two of the biggest films that I, or, you know, the biggest awards I wanted, you guys already nailed them. So that, I think you guys are doing good.
It was good. I felt good about it. I felt very, like I said, I was happy. We did 21 categories. And like I said, probably 60%, but I was proud of all our categories and all the people we had in it. We gave Jodie Foster a special award. You know, I've given the honorary awards to give. Jodie Foster got one from us, and her performance in NIAID was fantastic, along with Annette Bening, of course.
Annette Bening. Oh, I love her so much.
Ever since American President, she won my heart. I mean, she's been in a lot of good things, but I think American President's where she really won me over.
She was the only woman who could tame Warren Beatty. Only one.
Right?
It's
kudos.
I think that's so cool. I'm so excited. I'm just hearing that. This is the first time, so for everybody, it's the first time I heard that you guys had done that, and that just does my heart so good. And so, now, are there ways people can make sure they see what you guys are doing?
We do have, I mean, there's a social media page, there's a Twitter page, there's a website for Galeca, GALECA, you can look it up, and it kind of, it's nice, because we have entertainment reporters from everything. You have people from Entertainment Tonight, you have people from, one of our producers is this beautiful trans woman who produces on the Kelly Clarkson show. We have people on it. So we have all these great different people from different walks of life that are different parts of the Craig. We have some podcasts. I'm among, I think, about maybe 10 podcasters, the 500. So it's very cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
You need to send me all of your, I want to follow and fanboy out on all of it. So send me the links. I want to add it. Because you tell me if you tell yourself the same thing. Anytime I'm stressed or I have a bazillion things going on, I remind myself that I get to do some cool shit that not everybody gets to do.
Right.
And so I need to suck it up and just understand. I would imagine you feel that way with a lot of these things you get to do.
For the first year, it was a little overwhelming because, like I was telling you off air when we talked, that I was getting a DVD every day, five a day, that I felt like I had to watch every single one to be able to be a critic on it and watch it. So it was overwhelming at first until I kind of fell into a system. But then it was like God, how blessed am I to get some great little promo things, be able to see some films that I may have never been able to see, that I didn't have to leave my happy butt off my couch. I could stream them onto my TV. That was another beautiful thing. So, we're very lucky in a lot of ways and things like that. Yeah. So I enjoyed it. I will learn a little more each year from it. But, this was a great learning year.
I always tell Nathan every year at this time, I hate him as much as I love him, because neither of us have a lot of time. So I don't typically watch movies. That's sitting still time that I can't. And let's be honest, now that we have like 10 nominations in the best picture, a lot of them were subtitles. So I can't work on my laptop and watch a movie.
Right.
But I tell him every year he gives me my assignments. He says, I want to talk about these movies, because he's watched all 53. I have not, but I will watch the ones he tells me. So he gives me a list of like 15 and 20 movies, and I get 6 weeks to try to shove them all in my brain. Is it worth it? I watch some amazing films, thanks to Nathan, but it's a lot. So that's what I always say. I hate you a lot, and I love you a lot.
Well, you were so kind to share Nathan with us, and now Nathan does a segment for me as well with our Bent Cinema. But you're right. He lives and breathes all things movies, pop culture, entertainment. Yeah. His website's beautiful with his photography and everything. It's just amazing.
And he's redone it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 years in doing his amazing career. I actually asked him, I'm like, how do you have time for a relationship? And, you know, his fiance Brandon is an accomplished jazz pianist. So they both love what they do. And then you make time in the middle. And I thought, that's probably the secret. Someday, maybe I'll put that theory to test. But
there you go. I think when you have the right guy, you probably find the time management skills, right guy or girl.
I guess.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
I love that. We get, you know, we share notes with each other on day you know what I mean, with a lot. I wanted to see, so, and I'll go through it and I'll highlight things that I find interesting that I'm like, I need to know more, or how can we explore this. One of the things Nathan actually says that this year is a better showing for 2023 queer movies. I feel last year was a really strong showing, but you mentioned, hold on, Brendan Fraser winning for The Whale last year. He was neither gay nor chubby, and yet he played a gay, chubby man. And I want to kind of expand upon that that note. So what were you thinking when you were writing that note?
It was a problematic at the time. I remember it being problematic at the time when he won.
Representation.
He got all the awards, but we've talked about it in different shows. We had a great conversation with Joshua Pangborn last week about chubby actors being able to play any kind of character, right?
Yeah.
And putting that in. And Brendan Fraser's an amazing actor. I've loved him in things forever.
Crazy,
right?
Amazing.
Crazy good actor, and so the acting deserved every bit of it. Do we need the fat suit? Do we need someone in a fat suit, someone playing a gay that wasn't, because there are other people that could have done it? Probably just as well. I mean, there's some very good actors. So I'm just kind of saying it as I like the real representation, as opposed to having Coleman Domingo and Jodie Foster playing actual gay characters, actual gay people.
And
so I like that kind of change. For the Lily, what's her name, that's probably going to be doing the Best Supporting Actress from Flowers of the Moon.
Yes.
She's a she, they, and very much identifies in community. So another one that's people are owning their truth as they do this. So I'm kind of, that's how I meant by this year being a little more.
I love that. We're not talking enough about representation in the world in general. So I love that. And I was torn. Because obviously he did amazing. But do you know what it reminded me of? Remember when Gwyneth Paltrow put on a fat suit for Shallow Hal?
Oh, right.
And it was like, it was so, and especially it makes less sense now that we know more about her personality. But it is interesting because I don't think until Brendan Fraser had I ever stopped and thought, you know, we're always talking about, is the gay guy getting represented? Are we letting a gay actor? It never crossed my mind that, wait, I'm a fat guy. Why is there a guy who's not fat playing? So I was torn because the movie was brilliant. And Brendan was brilliant. I'm glad it got made, the movie, and I'm glad it got awards. But I'm with you. You're torn because we're so trained to accept
right.
that, you know what I mean? So it's hard because so happy for him, love that movie. But at the same time, it's like, wait, there are plenty of out actors, and I can guarantee there's plenty of us chubby guys wanting our shot.
Right.
So visibility, so important this year more than ever because it's an election season. So it's a hard, I love talking about it, but I don't know. I don't have an answer for the past, but hopefully we can make it better as we move forward. But I'm with you. I thought that's why you brought it up, which is why I wanted to bring it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I just like that there's more representation this year. Like I said, great job. It's nothing against Brendan Fraser whatsoever. It's against
right.
the casting and what could be, and producers turning a blind eye to what's that possibly out there for the best person yeah. for the job. Could Brendan be the best actor for the job? Yeah, maybe there's not a yeah. chubby gay actor that can handle that
right.
kind of a role. I'm all for that. If you're yeah. that's in the screening process, then sure, that's great. But we
right.
just
and I mean. The goal someday, it's way far away, is that we don't have to be labeled. But until then, and listen, Brendan, if you're watching, which we, of course you are, we welcome you to come on and have this conversation with us. We'll take you. Brendan, come join the Bears.
And he only has to wear his little Royal Canadian Mountie outfit once. I won't make him wear it all
the time. I mean, and then let's revisit the loincloth.
Well, I was saving that for you because I knew that with your underwear fetish, I knew that
right,
was coming
I know,
up on
right?
your side, right?
Exactly. But I love that you brought that up. But I do think already we're seeing a little better representation. So I'm hoping that continues to grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And listen, everybody, Scott.
Gay characters not portrayed by gay actors, which is fine. I mean, there's going to be...
Right.
That's going to happen. But
I
just
mean,
that they're on
listen,
screen is a win,
yeah.
as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the time.
Right. Casting directors, Scott and I are available. So,
exactly.
you know, maybe check with us first and then move on. That's what I would say.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, I mean, Nimona was an animated film that had a non-binary character, so that was exciting. There was a lot of different things out there this year that had representation in it, and so it's getting a little better each time.
And I've noticed that animation is stepping up more and more.
Right.
You know, that we're being seen in that. I'm still so shocked. But, you know, more and more over the years, we're getting represented, all of the queer rainbow. And I think that's amazing.
Well, and everyone's doing it. I think a big part of it had to do with the Oscars So White movement like 3 or 4 years ago when there wasn't mm-hmm. much black representation and they kind of really stood up for themselves. And so I think everyone's kind of any part of a minority or something that's not feeling represented is feeling a little more open to speak about it now, right?
Right. Why are we still having issues in 2024 with women?
Exactly.
Why aren't we representing more women? Do you know that in the history of the Academy Awards, there's only been 17 women nominated for Best Director?
Right.
And so that's why it was so shocking that Greta Gerwig was not one of them in that category. Now, they did, what was it? Something of interest, Zone of Interest.
Oh, right.
You know, that director got in there. I watched the movie. I still think Greta should have been. should have been. In, I mean, it was a great movie, but Barbie
well,
should have been.
And even if the movie wasn't everyone's cup of tea, which I think everyone that watched it enjoyed it, but even if it wasn't, this the groundbreaking nature of it, I mean, just the looks of it, the songs with it, that it made this huge box office. There were so many things to consider that those things don't get made on their own, right? It has to come from a director's vision a lot of the time. So
right.
It was kind of amazing she got looked over for.
Yeah. Did you, how many of the best pictures were you able to see?
I was able to see 8 out of 10, and I read a lot of the 2 that I didn't see. So, because I got
the
screener. So, like I said, I was able to watch it from the comfort of my couch, which was nice.
I had the same, that's my same numbers. I didn't get 2. Which ones didn't you get to see? I'm very curious. If it's the same, then we're twins, and the world is weird right now.
Now, see, I got to remember what they were. I can tell you all the ones
I know. If we could see the list, we would know.
I need to see the list because I can tell you what ones I voted for. But
Poor Things, I did not get to see Poor Things with Emma Stone, and I hate that.
Been getting a lot of buzz on a lot of things. I did not see Poor Things. What was the other one? Ah,
I know. I'm trying to think of.
I had my list of them, and I don't have.
Oh,
here.
I didn't see Poor Things, and I didn't see the bio. Well, not a biopic. The historical one about the Flower Moon. I forget what the name
is. Oh, the Flower Moon. I saw Flower Moon. Child of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, Martin Scorsese's.
Martin Scorsese. I did see that one. What is the one? I don't know. It'll come to me. But
interesting that we didn't see Poor Things, both of us. Yeah.
Yeah. And it had a lot of good reviews. I mean, like I said, I read a lot about the two that I didn't see.
Oh, I'm dying to see it. Dying to see it.
The interesting thing, what was that? I had something I was going to say about, I just lost that thought. Trying to think of what I didn't see. I lost my other thought I was going to say. But yeah, I mean, it just, I think 10 movies, I understand why they did it to be more inclusive. And I'm kind of all about it. But it also makes 9 more losers. It used to be 4 losers. Now we're talking 9 losers.
Well, and at the same time,
but it does give some notices films that might not have been noticed just because it was nominated. So I understand.
Well, there were 3 foreign films in there. Past Lives was my pick on foreign films. It was a Korean and American film. It was absolutely brilliant. Beautiful movie. But we don't see as many. So when they opened it up, they were allowed to bring in, you know, more foreign films to it. But I will say this, Academy, if you're listening, please don't make all of the other categories 10. It's going to be an 18-hour show. You know, just keep it where the best pictures are, and let's keep everything else 5, because it's going to get out of hand real quick.
Did you happen to see Kokomo City, the documentary, by chance?
I wanted to. I have not seen it.
Amazing show about black trans call girls, I guess is the best way to say it, or everything. Very interesting. Sex. It's a more of a kind of a documentary type show. It is a document. That's what it won our award for in Galeka. But it was a very interesting show. I think that was probably one of the more interesting ones that I saw this year, too. I really enjoyed it.
See, I do love, like, if I had more time, I would love to do, like, what Nathan does. He doesn't have a bunch of time either, but it's important to him, is watch, you know, as many of the movies. Because I love it all. I love short form. I love documentaries. I love animation. I'm a nerd when it comes to film. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I just remember what I was going to say, because one of the good things that I do like about being part of Galeka is I have this community to reach out to. Like Nathan today emailed me, and he wants to. He's only not seen one documentary that's nominated for the Academy Awards this year. And he said, you happen to have a screener? And it's the one screener that I can't find. I either never got it or lost it. But because I have that, I was able to reach out and say, hey, who's promoting this thing? And so I got to reach out to the director today and everything. So hopefully I'll hear back from him in time. But
because he has been
kind
working.
Of fun to be able to get reach out to these people that are promoting these films. So I do like
He's
that.
He's been working hard to find that movie. And he reached out to them because he saw them comment on something. And he's like, oh my God, where can I see it? Yeah, they had nothing for him. He's been.
I reached out
to get it.
It's distributed by the Canadian Film Board, so I reached out to them and I got a note back from them today that said, "Go to the director and producer of it," who I had already also reached out to. So I'm hoping to hear from her by tomorrow. But the Canadian Film Board that distributes it did get back to me right away and say, "Sorry, out of luck, you got to get it from this girl." So we'll see what happens.
You're about to be Nathan's hero, and I love it. I love that so much. Well, as we wind down, what are like final thoughts about films this year?
Like I said, overall, I thought it was it was a good comeback year. I mean, we just had a slow burn back from the pandemic. And I think we've seen things. I think the writer's strike and the director's strike did not help anything. So it slowed it down even more. I'm on a couple of really interesting newsletters. So I find a lot of kind of things that are happening on streaming for the first time, overtook pay TV for the very first time in this last quarter. So I think the landscape is changing fast. There's things are being sold, Paramount's being sold, and things are being bought. But as far as the movies themselves this year, I was very happy with the representation this year. I was very happy with the amount of product coming out until we had the strike and maybe they couldn't promote it. A lot of things still came out. They just weren't able to promote it.
I would say my only concern for next year is, you know how everything from politics to whatever, it's always, you're always behind it. You know, like that the, you know, someone who's coming into term is their first term is to clean up the last person's mess.
Right.
I wonder if, like, I loved the movies this year. I wonder if the strike lasting as long as it did might not show its presence until the 2025 season for the Oscars. You know what I mean?
Right.
So which is why I tell everybody what I will tell you all the time. Support your independent artists, because it's indie movies that might be able to capitalize on that, because most of them didn't have to deal with those same contracts. I mean, part of it is because we're not getting paid a lot as indie artists, and we're not beholden to the studios. So it's a double-edged sword.
Well, they just had the Berlin Film Festival, and the medium-length independent films was probably the biggest hits in Berlin Film Festival. It's another one where in the U.S. it's usually Sundance and everything that gets known and people buy and distribute it more. This Berlin Film Festival is a lot for the European market, and then it eventually a lot will come here as well. But at the Berlin Film Festival that was earlier this month, they had a lot of those shorter form, maybe not full length, but maybe three-quarter length independent movies that were huge, exactly what you're talking about. So it could be very interesting to see what happens next year.
So it'll be fun. I love all the art forms when it comes to creativity, but I do love films. We want to know what you guys thought of the Oscars. What did you guys think? Did your films get either recognized or even get to go to the Oscars? We have an email. You can either find us on Instagram, of course, Bears of a Certain Age, or podcastbears@gmail.com. And I would love to hear what you guys think. You guys really like to comment on our Instagram, so do that as well. But I'd love to hear what you thought of the films this year, and maybe what are you looking forward to that you know is coming that isn't out yet. So
we appreciate any comments, any feedback you can give us. When you watch us on YouTube, give us a little thumbs up. That helps them share their algorithm and share it with more people. Same thing, wherever you happen to find it, just kind of share that, and that'll let more people find the Bears, and we'll go from there. I love it.
More people should find the Bears. That's just a general life rule. So,
exactly.
But you had, we love some bear hugs. You have some bear hugs to share, don't you?
I do have a couple bear hugs I wanted to share before we wrap up today. Two great ones. First off, we have Richard Poole. Him and his husband started watching because he's a huge fan of Joshua Pangborn. So he watched our episode last week with Joshua, said it was amazing. I'm a member of his crooniverse, and he follows him all the time. Yeah. Now, because of your great show, I started following your podcast. I'm 74 years young, and me and my husband are going to be listening to all of your episodes. So I love that.
That's
Richard
Poole.
Hi, Richard. Thanks so much for tuning in and doing that. And the second one, it was great. It's like, hi guys, I recently discovered your podcast. I'm in the process of listening to every episode. I'm now listening on episode 11 of last season. Your discussions are a lot of fun. I'd like to extend a big bear hug to Tony and his staff at Little Devil's Lounge in Denver, Colorado. Tony and crew have created the perfect neighborhood bar. The gays love it, but everyone's welcome. Tony allowed us to host a celebration of life for one of our very special friends last year, Davis. In January. So they just want to shout out that bar and hope we'll stop by Denver. And the road trip just happens to be going through Denver this year. So I think I need to be
stopped. And Denver's an amazing city. It's an amazing city there. So Colorado is a fun state. So
keep those bear hugs coming in. Thank you so much to David. Thank you so much to Kurt for sending those in to us. Or not David, to Richard Poole and Dave, Kurt. We appreciate them. Thank you.
Love it. I think that's amazing. We love hearing from you guys. So remember, always we always want your feedback. I love getting new fans watching our show. It's all about representation, and bears of a certain age have to represent as well.
Exactly.
So we're here from you. Support the arts, since we've been talking about film. But thank you, my friend. This has been fun.
We appreciate you. We'll be here every Monday. Just tune in, share with your friends, and we will see you next Monday. Thanks so much for tuning in to Bears of a Certain Age. Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.